RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So we did touch on Ian Rappaport was on NFL Network, and he kind of did what a lot of these insiders like to do in week 17, 18, is they kind of give you a lay of the land on some of the stuff that's going to be approaching Black Monday. And while we focused a lot in the first hour on the idea of, like, don't discount the Giants for quarterback at number one, and Tiki discussed what a smokescreen that was, Ian Rappaport never got to this in his, like, kind of 2 minutes on NFL Network with more important stuff. But on the Chiron, Tiki, as some like to call the lower third,
yes,
it simply said Joe Shane likely to remain with the Giants through the draft. And Giants Twitter melted
right
down. Now, I'm here to say I have no idea what the Giants are going to decide what to do in the next 2 weeks. All inclinations, because you haven't heard otherwise, tell me that Joe Shane is likely to stay. But what the heck does stay? We never got an explanation. Stay through the draft. Yeah. Now the Jets have, was it McCagden they fired after the draft that year? I guess we saw that.
Yeah, they let him draft and then they fired him.
We're not doing that with the Giants, are
no.
we?
No, I think if he stays through the draft, he's staying.
At that point, I'd rather him do
100%,
that.
Because now all of a sudden you're trying to bring someone up to speed. Well, I guess Brandon Brown's here, but...
Okay, if that was the GM, but why... If you let him go with the GM, you let go of the GM. You don't let him draft your team for next year and then fire him.
Yeah, and if you were... if it doesn't make sense unless you were already going to get rid of him. And so you would have gotten rid of Joe Shane and Brandon Brown would have taken over. Now, what are you going to do? Have Joe Shane go through the draft?
Yeah.
Do the draft, then fire him, and then hire Brandon Brown? It just doesn't make sense. Because if you're bringing somebody outside, now that somebody from the outside has to come learn everything, and it's going to have a completely different vision. It just doesn't...
None of that makes sense.
Reporting on this is very convoluted.
Yeah.
It's almost... I can't even listen to it because it doesn't make sense.
Well, this is what was even more convoluted. Rappaport never got to it. So yeah. We read it on a screen. So here's what I leaned with. Working in this business as long as I've had, I'm going with producer behind the scenes screw up in terms of words they could fit in that lower third. And then we never got to it. It doesn't make any sense. No, I don't think the Giants would have him draft the players and then fire him afterwards.
Right.
It's either get it done before. Now, I will say this be my other shot. Whatever the Giants are going to do, they're going to do. And you know the fans are not going to be upset if they keep Joe Shane. But, if you are going to fire him, I hope that decision's already been made and beating the Raiders doesn't sway you in the opposite direction to go, well, see, look, they're beating the bad teams.
Yes.
Yesterday and what happens in Week 18 should have no effect, good or bad, on Joe Shane. A decision should have been made no matter what anyway. I don't know how you feel about that.
I would agree with that. I think it's already been made, by the way, and I don't think he's going anywhere.
I don't think so either. And... you know what? When that officially becomes official a week from today in our new midday slot, something tells me it's going to be a major topic on the phone.
Right. He just gets to be the scapegoat.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's part of the job. It comes with being a general manager of a team that's not won a lot of games. Won 21 games?
Yeah.
In 4 years? And so it comes with the territory.
What a painful few amount of wins. 888. And you can't even enjoy two of them the last 2 years with the Colts and Raiders because you're thinking you're supposed to lose the games. 888-808-1019. Richie in Queens. Richie, what's up? Happy New Year, Richie.
And now, you know what, Teak, I'm going to wish you a Happy New Year because Shawnee doesn't have a clue sometimes. Sometimes I think he's so far out in left field. Shawnee, you got to be kidding with that. You know, that's the whole idea is that you, and Teak, you're right on the numbers.
Yeah.
You see somebody at your store. You see somebody at your mechanic. And you're saying, I'm not going to come back on July, you know, on January 31st or December 31st to wish you a Happy New Year. I'm probably not going to see you. So I wish you a happy new year.
Yeah, that's right.
Tony, these are all the things you learn as you're getting a little bit older, and you'll understand these things, you know?
I'm going to get wiser, Richie.
But happy new year. Hey, happy new year to both of you guys.
Appreciate
a couple of things. The only thing going with the Jets is obviously the cap, Teague, and Sony. They got so much cap room.
Yeah, they got a ton of cap.
And they got so many picks. They have no talent. If even to talk about Brady Cook, as he's a third-string quarterback, and that's what he is. And he was that at Missouri, and that's all he'll ever be.
Yep.
So he's got a real, real challenge in front of him. And Sony, as far as our Giants go, and Teague, you're a Giants fan too, obviously.
Yep.
You know, I'm looking at the list of coaches real quick, and the guy that's starting to pick up a little steam to me is Shula. I think, I don't know how you feel, Teague, but he's got a resume, obviously, with the family.
Yeah.
And they say he's a real good guy in the press. You know, Nagy would be another guy because he's been an offensive guy, but I think he's been out of it. And maybe Hackley, you know, they're talking maybe McCarthy. There's so many choices, but getting back to the Giants, that game means nothing to me. Am I upset that they didn't get the number one pick? I really don't care because number one, number two, number 11, I've seen picks just come out of nowhere.
Right.
So you really can't say if you're solid on a pick, you know, you're going to get the best.
No, you're right.
So that game, and Shoney, you touched on it. It doesn't mean anything as far as Shane goes the next two games. And again, they got so much work to do, guys.
Yeah.
And I think that Carter, and you know, Teague, I've been hard on Carter, and you've been defending him, and I give you a little credit for that because he is so close. If he just works a little bit more on technique,
right,
maybe a little bulking up, he could be the generational guy. So,
Richie,
Flott's going to be a free agent.
Yeah, Flott will be a free agent. And it'll be interesting to see where he lands. But you mentioned Abdul Carter. He's so athletic. And if he's in a one-on-one, on-the-move type of situation, meaning not just standing there, rushing against a tackle or a guard who knows that he's rushing against him. If he's on the move, kind of like the sack that Brian Burns had where he started in the B gap on the offside and looped around and came in. Like, it's almost impossible to block him because he's so athletic, but he does need to bulk up.
He needs
to be able to add to his repertoire a slight bull rush. He's never going to be a bull rush guy, but right now he can't do that against a 300 and
whatever,
50-pound, 30, 40-pound tackle. So if he bulks up, keeps this athleticism, I love his work ethic right now. And he is a test case for a guy who is just kind of floating through, but he's good. He's so talented. He impacts games. But as soon as you start putting in some extra work, look what happens.
Yeah, and they had the episode last week, I finally watched it, of Hard Knocks, and they kind of highlighted that, you know, he was now coming into the facility extra early, calling, I think it was Charlie Bullen, to come in. So, look, if that's what it took, if he needed a wake-up call, if he wasn't acting like a pro, and he finally got a little publicly embarrassed and it made him turn into a pro, that's great. Because the pressures that we saw early in the year are now turning into sacks.
Yep.
And it's been three straight weeks where he's popped off the page and looked like the best player on a football field.
That's
and
right.
that's what you thought when you drafted him third
second
overall.
Second best, because Brian Burns is unbelievable.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, those two combining on the second. Like, that's the kind of stuff. See, wouldn't that just be nice on a team with like 9, 10 wins?
Right. But this is why I always say I don't like rookies. Because if he was that from jump, how different do some of those late game collapses.
They couldn't get Caleb Williams down in the Bear game.
Right. How different are those games? And whether it's the Bears, whether it's Denver, whether it's,
Dallas in week two, not letting them get to midfield.
Whatever it is. Any of those games. Yeah. Take three of them.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, the Giants don't feel like you want to tank because they've won six games.
Yeah, they would feel like the Saints right now. Where you're like, all right, moving in the positive direction.
Rookies are lazy and stupid.
Not Abdul Carter last week. Chris and Merrick. Chris, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's up, Chris?
So I called before, like a few weeks back, and talked about why Mara might keep Shane.
Yep.
And the argument was that he identified talent, he got the quarterback. Now, you know, whether Shane was the guy who wanted Dart or not, that's how it ended up shaking out. They got Dart, and he's become a very popular player on the Giants, and I think that's one of the reasons why Mara is, I think, making the decision to keep him going forward. But if we look back, the beginning of the draft process, right, the conversation was the Giants were all over Shedeur Sanders. They were following him around the combine. Then they met with him, went through the process, and reports started coming out that, no, Dart is the guy that Dable loves, and he's the guy they're targeting. Super late, they went for one last visit with Shedeur, which was late in the process because there were, quote, factions who were in Dart's camp and factions who were in Shador's camp. Who was in Shador's camp if it wasn't Dable?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
I mean, it was probably Shane.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it was. I mean, they spent so much time at Colorado.
Well, he was out there at Colorado multiple times. I remember that. This
and Brendan Brown even more than Shane.
Right.
So that could have been a Brendan Brown guy, too. Or, you know?
Good point.
Because remember, it's that, well, Joe Shane makes the ultimate decisions, and obviously him and Dable worked in conjunction. I mean, that's a I don't know if it's a big room in comparison to other NFL teams, but there's a lot of decision makers working around Joe
Shane. I don't think it matters whose camp was with what, because I think that each team has multiple individuals, whether it's the GM, head coach, assistant GM, pro personnel guy, head of scouting. All those guys will have different opinions about multiple different players. And when you're in particular looking for a quarterback, you got to spend some time. And
you spend
some time. Your personality likes this guy. And let's assume it's Brendan Brown. I like Shador. I like what he brings. I like his family pedigree. I like his, you know, his upbringing. And, you know, he's got a father that's an all-world player.
Right. Turned some really crappy college programs around.
Yeah, exactly. So I like that, and that's attractive to me, and I think that's what this program needs. So, yeah, I like Jackson Dart, too, and I love everything about him. But if you have to give me a rank, I'm putting him number one, Shador Sanders. And all five or six or whoever those decision makers probably did that. And so when we talk about camps, it's not really I want Shador and forget Jackson Dart. It's more I like Shador a little bit better.
Right.
And so if that means I'm in the Shador camp, great. Let's have a conversation about it. And ultimately make a decision for what's best for the team. And that's where Joe Shane makes a decision.
And he still signed off. He still found the right spot, still traded up. And again, I'm not trying to over-defend Joe Shane because I think he's done more harm than good to this team. But even if it was a Dable guy, he still signed off on it, had to make them. It wasn't like he fell in their lap. They still had to trade up for him in that spot. And look, I don't think the Giants are the only team that probably operates where there's discussion at a position between two players in a draft.
Oh, I'm sure that happens for every draft position that every team has.
And it's probably healthy. You don't want to have six guys in a room that all think exactly the same about every single. You want to hear different
opinions. Now, the reason that people, I think, assume that this is the way that it should work is because of Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick had the final say.
Yeah. Him and his dog in the draft chair.
Right. He was drafting whoever he wanted. And when you've had as much success as he has had, you know what? More power to you.
Right.
Go draft whoever the hell you want, because we know that you're going to make it work. And even if the guy you draft is not better than the guy who you passed on, you're going to coach him to be better.
Yes, and there are very few Bill Belichick's.
Very.
Yeah, Sean McVay can have that say in the Rams room.
Right, maybe.
Maybe.
Andy Reid tried to have that say with the Eagles, and eventually it didn't work.
It didn't work.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.